This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegiate Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm very pleased to announce we have a special guest joining us for the show tonight. Dean Hartwell is an author who has written several books. Two of the books that I'm most familiar with are Planes Without Passengers, The Fake Hijackings of 9/11. I interviewed him about this, going back a year or so ago now. And he has a new book out. I've just started to skim. Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History. In this book, Dean Hartwell finishes off his thoughts about the so-called planes and passengers of 9/11, topic he has written on in the two editions of Planes Without Passengers presented his case of a hoax involving 9/11 planes and passengers in an organized, methodical fashion, and uses other hoaxes as historical context. Says that knowing the truth won't change the world, but the truth is still worth seeking. We may well be able to reshape society so that leaders have no reason to lie to us. This book won't change the world. That's okay, he says. The world isn't going to change because someone says someone is lying. But maybe some people will. Dean, I'm glad to have you back. Welcome back.
Thank you, Bob. Pleasure to be back.
So tell me, let's start off with the prerequisite to this book, which is a very controversial stance, even amongst the so-called 9/11 truth movement. Planes Without Passengers. You want to kind of outline that thesis?
Sure. Bob, it's always important to start from the start. And 9/11 is a lie that was handed to us from the beginning. And people like you and I and others have been that lie, but in order to explain my point of view, I need to explain the lie itself, or I should say part of the lie. As you mentioned, I focus on the planes and passengers, and in studying this deeply, I have studied the alleged planes known as Flights 11, Flight 77, 93, and 175. The four planes alleged to have had passengers on them, been hijacked, and to have crashed into buildings, or in the case of 93, crashed into the ground in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. My theory, though, is that only two of those four planes actually flew. Two did not. And of the two planes that did fly, neither of them had passengers on them, thus the title, Planes Without Passengers. The two non-flying planes, and this has taken a while to reveal, I didn't catch this in the earlier two books, but it appears to me now, the two of the flights, the American Airlines flights, 11 and 77, did not take off, but were used instead to perpetuate a hoax flight or a simulation that might not have even been understood by whoever the people were that participated. And I do go into some detail in that in the book. But in a nutshell, that's it. Two planes flew, two did not. And the two planes that did fly not only didn't crash, they flew quite west of New York in Pennsylvania and wound up in the Midwest. I believe that Flight 175 landed in Cleveland, Ohio. Not sure about 93, precisely where that landed.
Dean, why focus on this aspect of 9/11? Some might argue that there are several other smoking guns that are perhaps more obvious and in the public eye. Why this aspect of it?
Bob, this meets my eye. It meets my background. I've studied law, and in law school I learned to think differently. I learned to think more with logic and less with emotion, and that's how I get into the title, Rumors Fly, Truth Walks. People often hear things emotionally. They hear about the horror of 9/11, and frankly, they get quite scared and believe what they're told instead of using logic and looking for evidence and facts. So evidence, facts, circumstantial evidence in particular, those are the kinds of things I'm good at, the kinds of things I can go in and research and weigh evidence, compare stories, compare ideas. Not so good with things like the fall of the towers. That's just not my strong suit, so this is why I've focused on the planes and the passengers.
Fair enough. What kind of feedback have you gotten from those books?
I've gotten good feedback. I've gotten people who have an interest in this topic. Many think I'm on the right track, or I've got good facts set forward. There have been some with negative feedback, but I will note, Bob, that those who have criticized my previous books often show a lack of proof to me that they actually read it. And I kind of take what they say with a grain of salt. I have received some good constructive feedback, which has caused me to rethink an earlier point of view about passengers in Cleveland. I did previously believe that passengers actually landed in Cleveland at the airport there. I've changed my mind on that, thanks to some feedback. And other comments about the general organization of the book I took to heart, and I think I prepared this book in a more logical format than previously.
Well, I think that's what any good thinker should do, Dean. They should take, you know, new information and deal with it as it comes, revise their writings or their beliefs based on whatever new information comes to light. And I think that shows that you are indeed a critical thinker. And critical thinking is a big one for me. I mean, so many people want to jump into whatever topic they're researching, and they forget to apply certain basic rules of logic.
I agree. Well, it's very difficult to find the facts. There's a lot of ideas of what the facts were, but it's difficult to sort through that to get to an understanding of what is authentic about what I'm hearing, what is good, solid evidence, and what is not. It's hard to do. That's how it is, and it's how it should be, because the truth is hard to find. It walks.
How does this new book finish your theory on the events of 9/11? And should we call it a theory? Is that an appropriate term?
Yes, it's the Hartwell theory, and it's based on facts. I've ascertained the facts to the best of my ability about the planes I mentioned and where they actually went or what they're actually used for. I've presented the facts as to the lack of evidence about passengers. Despite all the talk we've heard in the media about approximately 3,000 people dying on 9/11 and 200-plus dying in airplane crashes, the theory is not to take that for granted, but instead to find the evidence, find proof that there actually was anybody that boarded a plane, find anybody that could prove they drove somebody to the airport or sat in the waiting area for the plane, which people could do then. I've not found such a person. And I think I've done my best to look for this evidence, and I just don't think that there were passengers, and that's very much a part of my theory. And I welcome people to challenge it, to cross-examine it. I think that would be great.
I think so as well, and perhaps we'll open up the phone lines to get some calls on this topic. If anybody else has a contrary perspective, I encourage this sort of discourse. You know, it's important that we have these conversations. And well, I'm glad you're on. Dean Hartwell is our guest on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. His new book can be found on Amazon, along with the other ones as well. Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History. And we're going to continue to dive deep into this. And when we come back, I want to ask Dean why he feels 9/11 is still relevant so many years later. Well, I know I find it to be relevant, and it will never go away, that's for sure. And we deserve justice, and we deserve learning exactly what happened, because we know the official story was a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
Show. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Dean, maybe we should break this down plane by plane. Or how do you suggest we take on this heavy topic?
Plane by plane. plane by plane is a good idea. I think that's how people associate the issue of the planes and the passengers. Because there's a story behind each of them.
Why don't we start with the most notable of those planes? They were all notable, obviously. But the one that has a movie dedicated to it anyways is Flight 93.
Yes.
Vanished in thin air, supposedly, as it hit down in Shanksville. And there's lots of questions about Flight 93, isn't there?
There are a lot of questions. I would start by saying that it did take off from Newark, New Jersey, that morning. Although I will contest the idea that there were passengers, I have only one witness or person I've read a comment from who seemed to have some credibility. This is noted in the book. Was a football player who played for the New York Giants. The name was White, Trenton White, I believe. And he had seen passengers on that day, and he remembered that about a week or so later when a person on the airplane, a stewardess, pointed to the area that he had seen a week or so earlier and said that's where 93 took off. And he said he remembered people shuffling in and out of the airplane, which I thought was interesting. And also they were said to, or he said they were shuffling in and out of the airplane on the tarmac, not from the place where people usually board the airplane. So I kept that
in
mind.
They went in the airplane, they boarded, and what he witnessed is then them coming back out?
That's what I gather. Now, I wish I could talk to this person. He is nowhere to be found, to my knowledge.
What's his name again? Mr. Producer, did we lose Dean? Seems so. Dean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you dropped for a second. What was his name again?
His name was White. I'm trying to get his last name straight. Trenton or Trayvon White?
Trayvon White.
New York Giants. They played a football game against the Denver Broncos in Denver September 10th, a Monday, and flew back to Newark after the game. And it's there that he witnessed something a little out of the ordinary, seeing people get in and out of the plane on an area different than what one would expect.
That is very odd.
Yeah, so I wonder, as you're suggesting, I think that could have been it. People getting on the plane and then just leaving it, giving the appearance, perhaps, that people got on the plane.
I think the most notable story that comes to mind with this whole Flight 93...
Clayton White. I apologize. Clayton White.
Clayton White. Okay, I wasn't able to find Trayvon White. Let's
page 86 in my book.
Clayton White. Oh, yeah, there he is. Clayton White. Clayton White, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, right?
There you go.
Okay. We'll see if we can track him down, because that's a very interesting testimonial that
sure
is not included in the 9/11 Commission report.
Which yeah. I actually read.
Yeah.
I didn't find
unlike
it.
Many of our politicians, geez. Needless to say, I think there are several compelling pieces of information that come from the 9/11 Commission report about Flight 93. The most compelling, in my eyes, was always the gentleman who called his mother from that plane.
Yes. Hello, mother. My name is Mark Bingham.
Mark Bingham, that's the name.
Using his first
everybody
and last
calls
name.
Their mother, Dean, when the flight is hijacked and says, "Hello, mother. This is Bob Tuskin calling." You know, because that's just how we talk to our moms, of course.
It sounds like somebody just bungling a script, if you ask me, but yeah.
Without a doubt. And I've seen his mother, actually, in several interviews, and she seems genuinely distraught. What's your take on all that?
I don't know. I don't know how to judge these people when they appear on TV. It's like you get the same answer. If they really were involved in the situation, their child was, they would appear to be distraught. If they were faking it, if they're actors, they would put on an act. They're distraught. It's hard to call it by just that alone. I would say instead that the story of where the plane went, which is that it crashed in Shankham, Pennsylvania, I have proven that to be
Shankham
false.
Shankham or Shanksville?
I'm sorry, Shanksville.
Okay, I'm just wondering if there was something new that I didn't know about.
Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The story is that it crashed there. However, there's never been a plane piece found there, let alone a plane piece that traces back to the plane that was supposedly used for United 93. And furthermore, ACARS, which is a way of generating email or communicating by email on airplanes. This was something discovered by pilots for 9/11 Truth. They just discovered there was a message sent and received by United 93 several minutes after its alleged crash, which took place at allegedly at 10:06 a.m. in Shanksville. And it was flying well to the west of that area. So they got the plane flying after the crash, which I don't know how that happens, but those are the facts. The aircraft communications addressing and reporting system. And I would encourage people to check out Pilots for 9/11 Truth about this topic.
Right. And on top of that all, because that's very compelling, but on top of that all, we still haven't seen any real footage of parts of the airplane in that field in Shanksville.
No,
have we?
No, not at all. Not at all. And
what is the official story's response for that? It vaporized?
Well, it depends on which official story to which you refer. There is an official story that says it just went straight into the ground and, it dissolved. That was that.
Because planes dissolve when they hit the ground. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Tell you, it's like, I'm trying to think of an analogy here. I can't, but yeah.
A lot
of
people believe that. People believe it because they're told this by their leaders, by the media. It's like, it's not supposed to, a taboo that you're not supposed to challenge what you're told. it's crazy, but that's what some people apparently believe. But yes, that was a big problem. And these phone calls, which really most of them were reported to us later by those who allegedly took the calls. They all talk about hijackings, and there's a discrepancy about how many hijackers there were. And we've got one guy, as I point out in the book, talks about how he just had his breakfast, even though the plane was nowhere near the flight height at which breakfast would have been served. So, again, it sounds like bungled scripts. People saying things and it's just not checking out with what we know about airplane flights.
Could the orchestrators of this false flag, could they really have been so naive? I mean, or is it that they put these holes in the story on purpose? That's a question that I want our listeners to ponder, and I want to ask you when we come back here, Dean. It seems to me that the conspiracy might be the conspiracy on some level. It's hard to imagine that they just dropped the ball on so many different details here. We're talking with Dean Hartwell. He's the author of several books. His most recent, Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History.
Justin Show. This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
There are so many holes, so many gaps in the official story that I have to wonder, I mean, could they be this incompetent? We're talking with Dean Hartwell about 9/11, which is still very important, mind you. Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History is his newest book in his series that has looked at mostly the planes and the passengers. And we've been talking about Flight 93 and all the holes there. There's certainly a lot to discuss in regards to Flight 93. Dean, how about addressing that issue, though? Is it possible that they dropped the ball, or is it also possible that maybe they built this story with holes?
Deliberately bungled some things or deliberately left some things open. I think that those who did this, like I call it a hoax, the part that I focused on certainly is a hoax, and to let us know that they... I use the term they to refer to those who planned it, those who carried it out, and those who have repeated the lie after lie after lie. They want us to know that they're in charge. And they don't want it to be any big mystery. And I think it so far, it really has worked. And I also want to go on to say that I think a lot of people know that there are holes and are aware of perhaps some of these holes that we've discussed, but they're just afraid to speak up and say they don't buy it. They're going against the big institutions or the pillars of our society, the government, the media, the military, the schools, really, to some extent. And people fear perhaps losing their job if they carry on in such a manner as to question authority. And that's the card I think the people who put this hoax together are playing. And, yeah, they're deliberately throwing in some holes, sure.
Yeah, I would have to imagine that's the case, because they got to bet on the fact that a certain percentage of the people are just going to blindly accept what they have to say.
Sure.
And another percentage of the people is going to see this, and they're going to say, wow, this is so obvious. And in a way, they're doing that to manipulate our actions or manipulate our emotions when it comes to this, in a sense, because it's like, wow, this is so obvious, and yet so many people are so in the dark. I hate to use this derogatory term, but the sheeple out there don't get it.
Oh, yeah. And I think we're put into a cage. We're called conspiracy theorists or nuts or terms like that, derogatory names, and it no longer is about the veracity of it or the truth of what we're saying, but rather the consequences of the truth of which we speak. That's, I think, what people really are afraid of.
Right.
Yeah, it's really true.
Are there any other holes on the Flight 93 issue that we should talk about?
Well, I think all the phone calls lend themselves to holes. And the ACARS, as I mentioned earlier, has the flag going way west. It's clear that it did not crash at all in Shanksville. And we were given a lie about that. And this whole story about the passengers fighting back, I mean, obviously I don't believe there were passengers, so it would be kind of hard for that to be true. But that was a big hoax that was put over on us early on when people were looking to make sense of what was perceived as a huge tragedy. And it set in. The rumors or the emotions set in so deep that it's taken forever for anybody to find the truth of it, or so it seems.
Yeah.
But yeah,
before we move on, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, those are the holes of 93, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Before we move on, I promised we would take some phone calls, and we will keep the phone lines open for the duration of tonight's show with Dean. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us, 800-313-9443, and we'll pause, Dean, for just a moment or so to take a few phone calls before we continue to outline your case. Art is on the line. Hi there, Art.
Hey, guys. You know, this is an interesting conversation. I love getting in this conversation with people because I just blow them away, you know, these people that really actually buy the story. I start blowing them away when I start asking the most obvious questions that nobody wants to ask. And you're talking about the phone calls, and here's an interesting one. Two points here. You talked about Mark Bingham, and that's like a big, you know, sirens ought to be going off on that one. But what about Betty Ong, the flight attendant who called in? And when you listen to her call, she sounds very calm, very relaxed. You don't hear any kind of screaming or anything in the background that would sound like something's going on. She, again, sounds just like Mark Bingham, like she's reading from a script. But here's the real big kicker, and it's like, is anybody else catching this? If cell phones worked so well on airplanes in 2001, why did they have to invest millions of dollars to install these updated, upgraded systems on the airplanes so that your cell phones could work?
Well, not only that, I brought up this case about cell phones many times in regards to 9/11, and I'm always told, well, Bob, they use those on-plane phones, you know, the ones that cost $1 million a minute, and they're in the center of all the seats. And I said, no, you must not have read the official story.
Right.
That's not what they say. They point-blank say that they were using cell phones.
And people saw the numbers on the cell phone, too, and recognized them, supposedly.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so obvious, but you know, just like with the Mark Bingham, if you listen to the Betty on call, I'm sorry, but this woman does not sound like someone who's choking from, didn't she say somebody sprayed some pepper gas or something? She sound like she's choking or gasping for breath? Does she sound like she's panicking? Does it sound like anybody in the background is, like, upset or twisted or bent out of shape? Because I don't know these box-cutting, wheeling fanatics.
Art, I like the way you think. You're right. And I go into this in the book about Betty Ong, that it's obviously a simulation. And furthermore, they traced on the Let's Roll forums, there's an article in which they traced the phone that was used, and it's the same phone that was used by those supposedly on American 77.
I mean, passing around the phone?
Yeah. They were doing a simulation, or they're doing double. But that was Betty Ong. She believed she was doing a simulation, and she gets it bungled as to whether it's Flight 11 or Flight 12. You listen to it and read the transcripts. But, yeah, I go over that, sure.
And anybody who anybody who knows anything about flying, and I don't fly, folks. I haven't been in an airplane since 1980. Even I know that airline stewardess would never use a cell phone to call in the case of an emergency because they have in-cabin phones back in the flight attendant station for them to be able to make their calls.
Right.
Even I know that, and I don't fly.
Well, you got it. It's obvious. And I don't know why most people don't pick up on this. So perhaps they do, and they just don't want to say it.
Well, like you said, they're scared.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's so much about September 11th that I've looked into that raised just far too many questions. You know, you go to Shanksville. The coroner himself said, I was there for about 10 minutes, and I left because there was no body, no bloods, no nothing.
Oh, yes,
really?
Mr. Miller, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, if he didn't spend more than 10 minutes there because there were no bodies, no blood, no nothing, where's the plane? If it vaporized, well, it's only the second plane in history to have ever vaporized in a crash, first one being the Pentagon.
Oh, yes.
And how do you vaporize? And here's another good one. They identified 193 of 196 bodies of a vaporized plane. Well,
yeah.
Let me see. If it's so hot, it vaporizes 9 tons of titanium and steel. What DNA was left to be identified?
The fictitious kind. It's a hoax.
Of course, these are the same people that identified the bodies at Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
The exact same laboratory that identified the Oklahoma City bodies.
Wow.
You're right. Art, thanks for the call, brother.
Hey, guys. Have a great one.
All right.
We'll get to some more calls in just a second. Kathy, hold on. Sovereign will come to you as well. 800-313-9443. We're talking with Dean Hartwell tonight. Rumors fly, truth walks, how lies become our history. And I think this is very interesting and very worth our while. So, folks, stand by. Got to take a quick break, and we'll come back in just seconds with more from Dean Hartwell.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Kathy in Utah, you're on with Dean Hartwell, author of Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History.
Hi. You know, I've there's so much information on 9/11 that people aren't even aware of. For instance, how soon it was before this whole incident that Larry Silverstein acquired the lease over these buildings and took out the insurance over the very scenario of a terrorist attack by airplanes, walked away with billions of dollars. I think these are gangsters, and they have the media to spin their stories. I think they're very powerful, and we know that absolute power corrupts absolutely. In my opinion, they have their plants, such as Judy Wood, that cause confusion and threaten to sue people who dare to disagree with them. They've gotten, I think, away with major events in the past, such as Pearl Harbor and the JFK murder. I know that these are maybe the next generation in these gangster families, but they get us arguing over minute details. And, you know, Netanyahu said that 9/11 was good for Israel, and it was. We went over and we're attacking all of their enemies now, using our men to fight their battles.
Yeah, sounds like the war party, a group of people that plan out these events to get people to go along with war, wherever they decide it's going to be. Yeah, that's how I'm wondering.
Who do you think is behind it, Dean?
Do you mean any specific person? I don't know a specific person, but rather a group.
I don't think that it's one person. I think it's more like one government, maybe, or a collusion of people in our government and the Mossad. But who do you think it is?
I don't think you actually get into that in your books, do you?
I get into it a little bit. Towards the end of this book, I talk about a group called the War Party that simply is trying to make money and gain power by provoking wars with these lies that Kathy has just brought up and other lies. And I don't think they even need to get together and plan things out. It's their common pursuit of money at any cost that brings their actions in line. That's why I call them it's a group. I don't know what other identification there would be. They just want to make obscene amounts of money and get power to the exclusion of anything else and everybody else. Very, very small group of people, though.
Well, I think that Michael Collins Piper, are you familiar with him?
Somewhat.
As far as, for instance, the JFK assassination, he points the finger at Israel. Israel was angry at him. He wanted the AIPAC to register as a foreign agent. They didn't want to. They said it would destroy their Zionist movement. He also didn't want them to acquire nuclear weapons, and they wanted them. I think that it's not just a small, tiny little group of people. I think, it's not a huge group of people either, is it?
but they might be spread into different, I think the groups you're talking about, they might be among these groups that you're talking about, but I just think they have only one real serious interest.
I think that their interest, if you look at what Patrick Buchanan said, he said that Washington, D.C. is Israeli-occupied territory. This whole 9/11 was good for Israel. If you consider that Michael Chertoff is a dual American-Israeli agent, and he was the guy in charge of Homeland Security, Rahm Emanuel is another dual American-Israeli agent, and he was Obama's right-hand man as White House Chief of Staff. There's just so much information and evidence to me that points to these conspirators in our government and Israel.
Could that be incidental to it?
It could be.
Anyway, I'm going to hang up and listen. I think you've got an interesting program.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you'd have to be blind to not see some connections to Israel. Of course, there were the Mossad agents caught on the George Washington Bridge, and it goes on and on and on. It's an interesting question. Let's talk to Sovereign Man now. Sovereign Man, you're on with Dean Hartwell, author of Planes Without Passengers, The Faked Hijacking, as well as his newest book, Rumors Fly, Truth Walks, How Lies Become Our History.
Yeah, it's like I'm living in a bad B-movie.
A bad B-movie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
All movies are bad B-movies. No, maybe not.
well, let's see if we can change the reality. The lady that was just speaking, she did speak on the issue of the Israeli issue, but Israel is a new thing. It came about in 1947, i.e. 1948. So what existed prior to that, okay? So let's think about this. What city is a country that's in a city that's in a country?
You mean the Vatican?
That's one. That's the center of religious power. Ultimately,
okay.
That is the heart, but there's others.
Jerusalem?
Nope.
No?
Try...
Right, you got a Silverman. Tell us what you have on your mind.
Let's try the District of Columbia.
Oh, the District of Criminals.
Yeah, that's actually a sovereign nation state that's in a city, that's in a state. It's actually on the border. Okay, that's the second one. The third one is that's actually the center of political military power. And then we go to the City of London, which is the heart of, it's actually a city. It's within London. It's within the country of United Kingdom or England. That is the center of economic and legal power. Okay? So actually, okay. I've surmised that flag that is, quote-unquote, the District of Columbia. I was just speaking with a friend of mine, and he has confirmed that is a Jesuit flag. And actually, those three stars stand for those three entities.
All right, so bring this back to our conversation here, though, Sovereign Man.
Well, this is the 9/11 issue. I mean, all these things are being orchestrated. You could say there were planes, but I don't really even think it was a plane in the Pentagon. Actually, I think it was a drone followed by a Sidewinder missile.
All okay, right, I would agree there wasn't a plane at the Pentagon. The plane that was said to have been there was 77. I don't think that even flew.
Yeah, and 93 was actually, there was a plane, I believe, 93, and that was actually blown out of the sky. I mean, I think, what was it, Rumsfeld actually said that they shot it up, they shot it down.
Well, do you think, though, that proves that it actually took place, or do you think perhaps Rumsfeld had some other idea
in
mind?
I mean, God only knows. I mean, the scripture says that, in the latter days that what has been done in the dark will be brought into light. And a lot of these things are starting to come out. It's a beautiful time. I can't say it was the quote unquote Jews. All I know is that I know them by their fruit. You can say Jew, I say Luciferian. Those that worship Lucifer, those that are trying to kill us, to depopulate the earth, to create eugenics. I mean, we got an extension, we got a extinction level event going on with Fukushima.
And you're right, Sovereign Man. I want to thank you for calling in. We're out of time this hour. Dean, we're going to have you on for at least one more hour, right?
Okay.
Okay, cool. And we'll take more calls as well next hour if you want to jump on board with Dean. But I want to give him a little time to flesh out his book a little bit more and tell us a bit about his thesis. Again, Dean Hartwell is our guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. It's exciting to have him. This is a really well thought out piece. And I urge you all to check it out. Dean, do you have a website?
Yes, http colon forward slash forward slash Dean Hartwell, DEANHARTWELL dot Weebly, WEEBLY .com.
.com. All right, cool. We'll be right back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.